begin the crying daven sefer the sugya of dal begin on the base begin the tesnas the begin with the gemara the time we learn the mishnah about nesek ketchila. You're not nullify prohibition initially. Now says faces I bavgav the midrash echad b'tei butl, although biblically actually nullification happens in the ratio of 2-1. Yeah, but hainu that's only heichad ma'avne meila. That's only where it got mixed by itself unintentionally. Avon maravina be dying lebetuli, but to go ahead and actively go ahead and nullify it, that is also that's forbidden to be done. And if you do that intentionally, it's going to be awesome. Tosfos brings a source for this because the hachet nam besach is trumas. Saw shal truma, if you have a saw truma shenafel tech tishim betishah shachulin into 99 bechulin, which is not enough. The ratio is 100 to 1 to be bittul. But then because shenafel tech and saw shachulin v'rabalei, and then another saw just happens to fall in, and now you have a majority of 100 to 1. Oh, b'shaygi, so it's done by mistake. What does we can be made? B'meizer, deliberately also made forbidden because they aim about nice. Like we said, not initially be matl iser, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking over here. How could a machzen say you're gonna increase the wood that's prepared and heat it up? That's what the Gemara question is. I aim about. We learn the mishnah about is look at the chilah. On that, Mishan, the Gemara answers, oh yeah, when we say this, is b'deraisa, regarding biblical law. But regarding rabbinic law that we're discussing over here, mukta is mevatlin, you're allowed to go ahead and nullify even initially. That's why, hepila aser, that's why if you threw in that sub, it's going to be forbidden, because the imvatlin is you're not allowed to go ahead and nullify islik etchila. Over here by mukta, it's only rabbinic, we don't say that, because the shab mevatlin, like etchila, you're allowed to initially be mevatlin iser, but regarding rabbinic law. But then, since I'm going to say, if that's the case, take a second look. It says, L, previously, the Gemara gave him a gave an eagle by the round cake of figs, which that's only rabbinically truma because it's not Dogan, Tirish, and Yitzar. So why don't just add on to the hatter and nullify because rabbinic law? To say, if someone could say, is no. Let's say, regarding rabbinic law, you could initially be mevatel iser. That's only something that its inception is rabbinic. Mukta, like the halacha mukta, the ikar and run, it's a rabbinic invention. That its source is biblical halacha, going truma. There are biblical trumas, going dog and tishav yitzah, like grain and wine and oil. So in places where it's just rabbinic truma, going mishan peis, like by other prayers, there aim about no, there you cannot initially nullify it. And that's why by the eagle you couldn't do that. Sounds like this from the Gemara Chulin that's the custom of olive. He pogged the zayis the tab by this half of olive of forbidden fats, not with the kula that it fell into the pot. So he thought Lashirin the Bitlasin pogged the zayis that he'll evaluate it into 3 halves of zayis to make the bitl. As far as it's about, don't be disgraceful, etc. Around the rabbinic measurements and the aim of atlan, now go ahead and nullify. Question is, okay, so good, it's not bottle of ratio of 31, but why didn't he add on a chishim to 60? Because that wasn't to nullify them. Obviously, you confirm from that, keeping the ikisur de raisa, since the primary prohibition is biblical, going, you're right, it's only half his eyes, but going, hey, if it would have been the olive size, it would have been the biblical iser, which says to shur de raisa. So here also, the lekki zayis, when it's not zayis, the lekki zayis, it's only been a iser, in mevatlin, one is not allowed to go ahead and initially nullify it.